Okay, thanks to Generation UCAN, we have Meb Kafleski joining us. Meb, welcome.
Thanks, Walden.
You know, Meb, it's you're an inspiration to us all, especially guys like myself who are, you know, just a couple years older than you. But before we got on the line here, Robert, tell Meb what you were saying.
I don't know if I'd call him an inspiration. I'm pretty upset with Meb. I told Meb he's making me look bad. I'm less than 2 years older than he is, and I don't think I could run within 2 hours of my marathon PR. I honestly would have to almost double the time. So how do you do it, Meb? It's amazing.
Robert and Walden, thanks for having me. I really believe it's doing the small things that make a big difference. I mean, I know I say it's a full-time job, but it is literally figuratively full-time job. Until I put my head in the pillow, there's always something you could do, whether it's stretching, whether it's core, whether it's drills, whether it's, you know, just eating right, like a generation you can right immediately after my workouts. Every second is almost calculated for, and, you know, I try to relax as much as I can, but at the same time, you know, even when you're talking to people, you know you should be stretching, you still have that sense of guilty, but, you know, I've been very fortunate to have the longevity of my career, and, you know, it's not by any means, Robert, to make anybody feel bad. It's just, you know, I hope I can be an inspiration to many just to say, hey, whether like yourself, you want to do it within 2 hours, or you want to do it in an hour, or you want to do it within 45 minutes, or whatever it is. You know, I had a friendly bet with Patrick Beverly from the Dallas Marathon at the New York City Marathon this year, a friendly bet for dinner for me and my family or his family, and he says, I'm going to be within 42 minutes of you. And he beat me to it, you know. So we all, that's the beauty of running. You can try to get the best out of yourself at day at that time.
Yeah, the pressure's on you this year, Meb. I mean, we've lost Abdi. I mean, Ryan Hall's probably almost 10 years younger than you. And then today it was announced Dina, you know, isn't running. Do you feel a special connection with Dina? Just, I mean, you guys were in Mammoth Strat Club together, but I think, at least for me, like, you guys both got the medals in 2004, and that sort of, I don't know, put American distance running on a different trajectory.
I'm definitely disappointed that Dina's not going to be running, you know, but we know how hard it is. I just sent her a text. I didn't know the news till this afternoon when I was doing a training. Somebody kind of came and told me, but it's a, you know, her and I have been parallel to each other about our careers. I know I'm a couple years younger than her, but, you know, whether it's running Jacksonville 15K or cross country or on the track or at the Olympic 10K or Athens, both of us getting the medals and all those things, you know. And, you know, but it's a fine line. You know, I tell it's not a lack of motivation anymore. It's just staying healthy, you know, because we have all this mileage underneath of us or within ourselves. But, you know, it's just staying healthy is not, it's not easy because maybe I used to take a day off or 2 days off and bounce back immediately. But those days are goodbye.
So yeah. Speaking of staying healthy, Meb, how has your build up been? I think it's what, been 15 weeks since you were seventh in New York. How has this marathon build up been, and have you been healthy?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. You know, I went to Naples, Florida by myself to visit my friend Jack Cummins and spent really 4 days, 5 days rejuvenating, doing the any running until that Friday after New York, and that was 5 miles, and then took Saturday off. And then I just listen to my body as much as I can and, you know, make sure I miss running versus, oh, I got to do it, got to do it. And the rest of the time, I was a little bit sick a while ago in November probably. I'm glad I got that out of my system, and, you know, but for the most part, I've been healthy and consistent training. It's been difficult to stay away from family and my wife and kids for 5 weeks, a little over 5 weeks now, but they did surprise me to come up here, so it was kind of gave me a little spark of energy, but the girls definitely miss me, so they hear every time I call them on the FaceTime and things like that, so, but I look forward to seeing them tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully all the hard work and, you know, my goal was to make sure I recover from New York and immediately, you know, the pace went a little bit slower and recovered okay. And now I just got to see if I can land on the podium.
Yeah, you seem to recover quickly.
But you have to say also getting to that starting line, you know, I would say run to win is getting the best out of yourself each time. Sometimes it's racing, sometimes it's getting to the starting line healthy. It's not an easy I don't know whether it was 70 days after the Olympic Games in 2004 to New York, or 100 days now, or 69 days since 2011 to 2012 trials. You know, this is, I have to stay healthy. If I have to stay healthy against the starting line, I got to be satisfied. And the rest is, you know, hopefully be competitive and see if, you know, we can play defense or timeout. And whoever is ready, hopefully we can send our best team to Rio.
And, you know, I guess the one thing that's new this time is the addition of Galen Rupp and a lot of the other guys you know and have raced against. But Galen brings a new dimension. How do you feel about him being in the field?
I mean, Galen Rupp will be an addition, and, you know, he has to run 26.2 miles that day. We all have to do that. On paper, if it was on paper, I would never have won in a medal, Olympic medal, or New York or Boston, you know. But you got to go there and perform, and I'm just fortunate to be in the position that I am. Everybody else is trying to do what I have done, you know, whether it's qualify for the Olympic or winning a medal in the Olympic or down the road with New York or Boston, and I got nothing to lose. And for him being there, it's an interesting element to it. But, you know, we know what kind of style he runs and, in you know, and Alberto and all that stuff. So, you know, it's one less spot to compete for probably. But still, everybody has to run 26.2 miles and see what the results are.
Yeah, you keep I don't know, surprising people. We should never be surprised with you, by you, but you somehow managed to keep doing it. I mean, Mahaly always says that we at Let's Run sort of discount you, and he always tells us, like, if Meb is on the starting line, you know, he's gonna run well. So it sounds like, but we always tell him, like, with Olympic trials, like, well, you can't pick the Olympic trials. You know, you got to show up whether you're ready or not. But fortunately for track fans and running fans, it sounds like you're ready to go on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting, interesting race. I think it'll be very friendly spectators and, you know, flat. And I know the heat is a little bit going on right now. Not a little bit, but it's going to be hot. So how does that play around and all that stuff? But, you know, once the gun goes off, you know, I have a very, very deep and profound support system that got me to the starting line healthy. You know, some people cook for me, some people pace me, some people host me. I mean, it goes on and on and on, you know. You know, I have a very, very deep support system besides my, you know, 11 sponsors that are on board. You know, that are obvious to many people, but there's a lot of behind the scenes that happen. And I just am thankful for the people who contributed to my life positively, and I'm grateful. And now it's time for me to give it my best.
Well, how confident are you that you're going to be top three? I mean, in the past, you know, throughout your career pretty much, if you were healthy, you're almost guaranteed to be top three in the U.S. But do you feel like that's still the case sort of as you get closer to 41? I mean, one thing I was doing some research for an article today, and the one thing I noticed was sort of both Bernard Lagat and Kenny Sabakile, right when they turned 40, they were still pretty good. And then as they got closer to 41,
I mean,
not Kenny Sabakile, but yeah, I'll give it to Leslie. When they got closer to 41, they seemed to sort of tail off a little bit. Like, do you worry about, you know, the precedent that others have set for you?
Nothing's guaranteed, and I don't worry about those as long as my workouts have been solid and consistent, and that's what gives me confidence. Not if I sleep tomorrow and then I'm closer to 41. That didn't change, you know. And if you hit in 2 years or whatever, I always have this theory about bell curve. You know, you gradually get up to the peak of your period of performance, and then you also gradually decrease. It shouldn't be all of a sudden. I mean, you're still the same individual who work hard day in, day out. And for me, those are my confidence builders, or the people that are around me, and they can see me, and, you know. But, you know, I think, you know, I just got to go there and don't worry about the age. I'm not going to worry about age. It's just 26.2 miles for everybody, and including myself. And, you know, if some people who are going to be able to make a move, I might have to make that decision. Should I cover it? Should I not cover it? And at what point in the race that is? And, you know, maybe some people will make mistakes. Maybe some people won't. So those all come to calculate decisions, and I all talk about that. And Men for Mortals and Run to Overcome my books. And, you know, I have shared all my secret workouts, and now is, you know, they've been similar to that. So hopefully, you know, the performance of Saturday hopefully will land me in one of those. And you don't know how some people can have a spectacular race like Gabriel Mariam, who won on his debut in New York, or, you know, it just comes to who is the most fittest, and hopefully some experience decision making will come in handy. But at the end of the day, is who's the fittest and who can last longer.
Well, Meb, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I mean, the Olympic trials sort of, I think they represent what running's about. So we appreciate you joining us. And you mentioned your sponsors earlier. Well, first of all, congratulations. I saw you extended your Skechers deal to 2023. And I think Mirhali should get you a deal with Energizer. You should replace the Energizer Bunny.
That's funny you said that. That's always been my goal since when UCLA days, because I used to go so many laps around the track. They're like, you're still here. You're the Energizer Bunny.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you need a new agent, you know. I'm available. But
now, Howie has done a great job with Kickers, Epson, CEP, Generation Ecan, Crave, Elliptigo, Maui Gym, Power Bar, and NYAC. And I'm pretty sure we got a couple on the borderline to be announced soon, hopefully. So he's a good brother, and he's a great agent. So I know people always thought I hired him because he was my brother, but he delivers. And fortunately, you know, you can see that I've been the only person to ever win the silver medal, Olympic medal in New York and Boston, and who else has all the kind of list of sponsors. And I'm grateful, thankful for Skechers expanding to 2023, and just excited to be an ambassador for many of my sponsors and to be affiliated with them.
Yeah, Holly got Leo Manzano that deal too. He really has done a good job with other people. And you know, Generation Ucan helped set up this call. So, you know, I think one people don't really believe is that, like, you actually use these products. So talk a little bit about Generation Ucan.
So I use the Generation Ucan. I use it 3 times, 4 times a week. If you haven't got on it yet, then, you know, you need to seriously consider, you know. I think it's natural way with the superstarch and be able to give energy. I mean, yesterday I had a hard day and end up, you know, in Round Valley, and then I have to go see a massage. I didn't have to get anything besides probably a banana and a half of orange. But the first thing that came to my system was Generation Ucan, and it gives me 2-3 hours to be able to give me that energy, and then I feel like I'm hungry, you know. And that was like 45-minute drive and an hour and a half of the massage thing. So, you know, it's a great product. I mean, it all started with Jonah, who has a rare disease, and I've been very fortunate to be associated with him and his family, and I've been to their house, and it's a great product. And if you haven't tried it yet, it's time. Otherwise, it's gonna, you know, Coach Bob Larson, my mentor, sometimes asks me how you store the next day and things like that after intense workout. And as long as I get my Generation Ucan in my system, definitely not sore.
Well, that's good to hear. And, you know, hopefully we can you can celebrate with something less nutritious, some beer or something, or some champagne on Saturday.
Wait, did you see the one that Jason and I are cheering each other, or we're doing the cheers with the Generation Ucan? And hopefully we can do that. And, you know, he's been on the board for a while now. So it's a great product, and I want to wish Jason and the best of luck, and hopefully, you know, it will be interesting in the race, but I'm pretty sure he'll be ready. And many of the other guys, I want to congratulate everybody who qualified and earned to be there, because it's not an easy task. And for the people that are less fortunate, who are not healthy enough to be there, it's disappointing. But at the same time, you know, you earned to be at the trials. Those are hard-earned spots to be, and hopefully it's going to even get harder now to be top three.
Yeah, Generation Ucan really must work, because when I saw that, for anyone in the LA area going to the trials, Meb and Jason are having an event open to the public after the marathon, like a couple of hours. And I was like, wow, I would be so wrecked. I wouldn't be able to make it. But hopefully, you know, some of the people listening can see you there, and hopefully you'll be another time Olympian when they see you then. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and good luck, everybody. Stay hydrated, and those people that are running on Sunday, the Skechers Performance LA Marathon, good luck, and have fun. Run to win, get the best out of yourself, and be careful, and just enjoy the experience, because not always to get to the starting line healthy, not always injuries such get you set back, but it makes you appreciate a good day. So enjoy the moment, and it's going to be a great week in LA.